It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Hey, Ben, aka Zambo.
Aka not Mambo.
Not Mando, Zambo.
Mambo. Mando.
I don't think Amanda likes Mando, so I might phase it out. I don't like giving people nicknames they don't like. But you're good with Zambo.
Yeah, I don't know why, but people like to do plays off the name Benjamin. I had a friend who everyone called Finjamin, for instance.
Finjamin?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. We were a bit of a pair, but...
That's weird. Anyway, what are we looking at today?
Today we're looking at Death Note, the anime, just the first season, but there's 37 episodes, so it's a big hunk of a season, you know?
20-minute episodes?
Yeah, you know, standard length, you know, but you bite through them, very snackable episodes, you know? Each one ends on a cliffhanger, so you're always like, you know, they make a good point of keeping you sucked in. Oh, well.
Excellent. What's it about?
It's about an average, everyday teenage schoolboy in Japan who finds a notebook fallen from the sky, the Death Note, believe it or not. And if you write someone's name in this book, they will die.
Oh my God.
I know. There's a bunch of other rules as well. He can specify how the person dies, when the person dies, you know? And it's from that he kind of starts to launch a moral crusade. He's been given this almighty gift and he says, I can use this for good. He's got a kind of almost a childish sense of justice, you know. This is not a wholehearted, fully positive protagonist, you might say. This is a hero of questionable drive, you know. But he's still our hero.
Yeah, that's a really interesting premise.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Twilight Zone episode, you know. But it takes the premise so much further than, you know, like what you might get in a single, you know, standalone thing. He takes these rules and starts abusing them, you know. He pushes them to see how far he goes. He basically launches a worldwide campaign to rid the world of all criminals.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's an impressive kind of ambition he has. And it's an impressive scope for the show itself, you know. It's like, what would the real kind of practicalities of this kind of event, should it happen, be? You know, how would the public react? How would the police react is the big other half of it. Because the story kind of is twofold. It follows Light as he's trying to commit these... trying to rid the world of crime, you might say, and the police as they try and track him down, you know, for being this childish force of justice, you know, a sense of like, I am divining morality. You know, there's a lot of religious motifs in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like it would be looking a lot into sort of the ethical and morality issues that would come up.
Definitely, it's an interesting watch if you're into that sort of thing, you know? It's a very questionable, muddy morals, you know? Kind of is like, who's in the right? The police that are trying to stop this guy or the guy himself, you know? He's not entirely likable.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I mean, if I got a note that could magically kill people, my first instinct wouldn't be I should start killing people. It would probably be like, oh dear, I better not kill anyone.
It's just like a magnificent what if. And yeah, it's unlike anything really I've ever watched.
That's cool. So this is the first season. We have a copy to give away. I believe it's on Blu-ray. So only call up if you can have access to a Blu-ray player. Season one. We didn't mention on air, but we talked about off air. Are you watching the dubbed or the subtitle?
I'm watching the dubbed version. But it should be both options on the Blu-ray.
How are you finding it?
I'm really enjoying it. I mean, the question is, you know, like, would other people... Who's into this? Because I actually watched with my parents in the room, at least the first couple episodes.
Did they enjoy it?
See, that's the thing. I think they did. They were engaged. They were politely engaged. But I don't know if they fully, like, appreciated it, you know? Like, it was kind of a cultural curiosity, I guess. There's a lot of barriers, you know?
Excellent. Well, I'm sure there'll be some fans out there. Thank you, Ben Zambo. I hope you have a good long weekend.
Yeah, you too, Alice.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.